Hi, this is Mr. Tucci here, and this is our social skill of the week. So I'm here in front of our school. Any of you want to record our podcast, listen for our morning announcements, and you can meet me up here in front of the school. So I have three people here in front of the school, and we are talking about our social skill this week, which is, why is it important to keep your hands and feet to yourself? We can say, keep your hands and feet to yourself. We could say that all we want, but we really need to talk about the why. Why is that important to do that? So tell me your name and what's your best interpretation or your best advice you can give other people as to why is it important to keep your hands and feet to yourself?
Hi, it's Parker, and I think it is important to keep your hands and feet to yourself because you can not only hurt you, but you can hurt others, and if you hurt someone else, it goes to the police, and then the police have to deal with that.
It does in extreme cases, but it does, and you can't guarantee the other person's safety. And you might hurt somebody, and that's not what you wanted to do, but sometimes you get consequences for what actually happened, not for what you wanted to have happened. Okay? Tell me your name, and why is it important to keep your hands and feet to yourself?
Hi, it's Helen, and why I think it's important to keep your hands and feet to yourself, because you might hurt other people, and then you'll feel bad about you hurting them.
Exactly, because sometimes things happen. It's not what we wanted to have happen, and then we have to deal with that. Like, hey, man, I hurt somebody, or other people are mad at me because I hurt somebody, and that's important. There's emotional and physical issues too that affect us if we do that to other people. And tell me your name and why is it important to keep your hands and feet to yourself?
Hi, my name is Brayden, and the reason why it's important to keep your hand and feet to yourself, it's because if you hit someone in the back of the neck, they might get hurt really badly and take a different approach on it, and the police can get
You're right, because people don't want to be hit, don't want to be slapped at the back of the neck. And if you do that here, we're going to send you home, but people don't want that to happen, and you can't control how they're going to react to it. There is no, I was joking around, or I didn't mean it that way. People don't care about that. Just keep your hands and feet to yourself. Great job, guys. Thank you.